Blog Talk Radio.
Like me, you know what rock bottom feels like. The question is, do you get stuck in that hopeless place, or do you recognize the plan behind your pain leading to living your life's purpose? Stay tuned. Welcome to my radio show. I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, licensed mental health counselor, healing through love mentor, somatic body psychotherapist, and health and wellness coach, helping men and women heal their bodies and their relationships through love. Author of the Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me book series, the romantic novel Love in the Blizzard of Life, and the life-transforming Love Lessons for Your Soul. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what age you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who just keep proving that life can, and often does, get better and better as we reach our 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. For over 10 years, Tracy Callahan has been studying and implementing transformational success principles. As a certified Dream Builder coach with the Brave Thinking Institute, the premier training center for transformational coaching, Tracy helps you create and live the life you really love. She helps her students break through limitations and achieve greater results than ever before. And she is presenting a very powerful new summit, Pain, Purpose, and Plan, on which I'm one of the featured speakers, and the link is on the page. So I'm delighted to welcome you today, Tracy.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Erica. I'm so happy to be here.
And to start, as I always ask my guests, please tell us about your background, education, training, and experience. What has led up to where you're at this point? And what is your focus at this point?
Yes, like you had stated, I've been in the transformational coaching business for over 10 years, just really serving and helping people. That's been my passion for so long. And it was on my heart, not only because of going through this pandemic, but also because of having so much pain in my life for so many years and basically not just numbing out through it. So I thought I wanted to bring it to a head and wanted to help others basically transform it and bring it to repurpose it and to forge remarkable future for our lives, because I feel that each of our experiences can have a breakthrough in our lives and have a purpose for our lives. Our stories bring wisdom, strength, momentum, healing, and support to help others. So that's why I wanted to bring this to each and every one of you.
So you said that you've had a lot of pain in your life. So what was the pain related to? Was it career pain or education or relationships?
Yes, it was. There was so much pain in all different aspects of my life. It was career. Back to childhood that I recently just found out numbing out to. That was then it went into a career, just numb, not jumping from job to job to job, and you know, just finally in my 50s realizing what do I want to do with my life, you know, which led me to finally my ultimate career here. And then losing, I lost both parents. I lost the love of my life of over 20 years to cancer. A year after that, I almost lost my youngest son by the grace of God. Thank goodness he didn't pass away, but he went through years of physical therapy and rehabilitation.
Wow.
So that was, life-changing. And then just in and out of relationships and trying to find myself and just, like I said, not wanting to feel any pain and always there to help others. And because that's who I am. I'm a service person. I want to serve and not wanting to feel any of the pain, just wanting to, you know, help others and not wanting to help myself. So definitely.
Wow. I want to react to what you're saying, that so many people, especially single, they've never been married, but it doesn't matter if they were involved or not. They think that if I meet the right person, my life is going to be all better. But you just shared, you had the love of your life, and you're not alone in that. A lot of people lose a partner to death.
Oh, yeah.
Or other things happen. But a lot of people have an illness, and you lose someone. So if you're sitting on just that to make you happy, you run into problems.
Yes.
So, how can we think of our pain as maybe a wake-up call and an opportunity instead of a cause for intense suffering and feeling helpless?
I think that, I've learned that I really had to take the time. Well, let me back up a minute. I'm a Christian in my faith, and that really helped me at that time really get through that, because that's just a gut-wrenching pain that I don't know. I would have never been able to survive. You can just feel it in your bones, not being able to get it. That at that time, I mean, I was, in my 40s, and had been grew up with that person. That was my being. That was my whole existence. I didn't have any other, you know, I knew of myself only as the wife and mother. You know, that was a family unit. So when that had happened in my life, that was it to me, you know. So that was such a gut-wrenching pain. Had I not known in my beliefs and stuck to my, you know, my Savior, I would not have been able to get through that experience at all. So to me, if you need to, I feel there's steps that you need to take. First, you have to feel the experience. You have to feel the pain and get real with it. Actually become one with it. Don't ignore it.
that's the first thing, that we want to ignore it.
Yes, absolutely. You don't want to feel it. You don't want to, you just want to, you know, get numb. And that's the worst thing you could possibly do, because that definitely will fester, and you'll end up ultimately very sick. And so that would be my first definite thing you need to do, is experience it and get real with it and take your time. Don't rush. You know, you definitely need to experience it. And I think journaling was one thing that really helped me as well. It's journal what you're feeling. That helped a lot. And then experience, you know, take lessons, because there's lessons in everything. I mean, even grief, you know, there's a lesson to be learned in that. And like I had extreme growth with myself through that. You know, I had no sense of self. I was just a unit. I was just a unit. And so I had extreme self-growth after that. So there's always a lesson in any pain, any trial, anything that you're going through. There's always a lesson to be learned. And so take the gift. There's a gift. There's something positive of every negative that you're going through in life. So I really think that there, you should take the lesson and that what am I learning? What should I be learning from this? And really think about that and use that. So that would be.
Well, one of the lessons that we learn is that I'm not so special or different from anybody else. And no matter how great things have been, I can also run into problems. Because when everything's going well, sometimes we could be very arrogant and think that other people have problems because they're weak or they're because of who they are, rather than that life,
yes,
you know, creates these things. So what is the third thing? I know you have three main steps.
To use the lesson, you know, it's different to, you know, we can always learn something, but take action on what lesson you learn and help it, use it, gift it to somebody else, you know, grow from it and gift it to somebody else, because you're always going to come across somebody it could be recent, I mean new, or it could be in the future, and gift it to somebody else. But always take action on that lesson that you learned.
That's beautiful. I love that when you're saying to gift it to someone else. If we could all think like that, gifting other people instead of sitting in misery and feeling sorry for ourselves and, you know, and wanting to get even with people or something. All right. So then you also talk about some life skills, three life skills that you learned, and it happened to you later in life because of what you had experienced, and you wish you had learned that earlier.
Yes. I think the big one is it's not about me. That's a big, huge one. It's not about me. Being in victim mode, that's a huge one, to get out of victim mode. Shifting my mind from, poor me, and it's really, I think, a lot of the way I was brought up, and maybe a lot of, I think, society, I think, in general is, we're trained to, you know, poor me, and especially when we're going through pain, I think at first it's, you know, why is this happening to me, why did I deserve this, and all of that. So I think a lot of it is shifting the mindset from, you know, victim mode to serve mode. You know, how can I use this to help others? You know, what is the first, you know, going back again to what is the lesson I'm learning, and how can I, you know, serve others in this lesson? So that was a big, big thing. You know, it's not about me. You know, I know this is going to teach me a lesson, and then I can, you know, help others with this lesson. So that was a big thing that I've learned. And the other huge, huge thing was listen to the Lord more, or what others would say is the gut, the intuition, or your higher power, or whatever. Listen to that more, because boy, oh boy, did I ignore that. I could have learned, could have saved myself an awful lot had I listened to my Lord more, and or like others would say that my intuition or my gut instincts more. And the other is starting my day off more with a better attitude, a grateful heart, and you know, that I've done that so often more these last few years of my life, and wished I had, you know, raising my kids, and that it just starts your day off much better, and that, and stopping it before, you know, before reacting. So I think
wow.
Those are just, yeah, much. Had
That's
I
beautiful.
Learned those lessons earlier in my youth, prior, you know, it would have changed a lot more things.
Except that I think it's almost impossible to live knowing those principles until you have experiences.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, the experiences
yeah.
help you to understand that it's not about me. And, you know, if you get some help or you have a spiritual perspective, you start to get that. But you,
yeah.
when everything's going well, you don't learn these things.
Yeah.
All right. So just please tell us about the summit and anything that you remember that people have shared and what to expect.
Sure. Yes. I'll be happy to. So Pain, Purpose, and Plan Summit is each of these summits, or each of these speakers, I should say, they're sharing their they've been through incredible experiences in their lives. They've come from total darkness, not knowing where to turn, defeated, powerless, depressed. Some have been even suicidal, and they're sharing their experiences from there to total breakthrough in their life, and turning how they've turned their pain into purpose in their life, and just incredible stories. They've shared their wisdom, strength, support, and just, like I said, just phenomenal stories. They've given steps on how to do that, and how to unblock patterns of disbelief and just debilitating pain and trauma, and how you can take those, you know, take the steps to just change your mind patterns, your thought patterns, and all of that to recreate and repattern those debilitating thought patterns and repurpose those. It's just incredible. These speakers are just their situations and the things that they have done and overcome in their lives. They've given me goosebumps in their interviews, each and every one of them. So
that's beautiful.
Yes, I'm just so excited for this. They've just all been such a blessing. Go ahead.
I would just say that we all need to hear that it's possible to heal, especially in our darkest
yes.
time, to realize that we're not alone, that so many of us have had really difficult times and come out of it. And I think of people that have been paralyzed or, you know, some severe illness, lost an arm or a leg, and they come back, many of them come back strong. And they're out there helping others. And so it doesn't matter what it is or how bad it is, what happened to you. Your attitude and reaching support is so important. So I guess what kind of final message would you like to give to people who may be right in the middle of some dark situation right now?
I would like to let them know that no matter how dark, how bleak how gut-wrenching your story is, your past, your right now may look to you. There is hope. There is a future for you. And this, just tune in. Just tune in to, even if you just hear one of these stories, I am telling you, there is hope. There is a future. There is a reason for a pain. There is a purpose. There's a message for you, and you may not think that there's a reason for it, but I am telling you there is a reason. There's a message for your mess, and there is a testimony for your test. There's a reason, because there is somebody out there that you are to help. And there's you are to help that person, and there's a reason why you are going through this. So please don't give up. You know, there is a reason. So
that is so helpful. Thank you. And it's reminding me, because I'm going through a rental situation right now that seems so stressful. And yet, you know, there's a way out of it. And it really helps to have a positive perspective and trust.
You are stronger than you think. Yes, trust.
Yes.
You are stronger than you think. You know, the Lord never gives us more than we can handle. And you are stronger than you think. You know, you're never given more than you can handle. And you just have to have faith to know that. So my goodness. Some of these speakers were given messages and things that they were told there is absolutely no hope, and they just thought, no, I'm not going to listen to that. I do not believe that. I mean, and they did not give up, and it's just incredible. So you just have to
believe. Yeah, what you believe is just so powerful.
Yes. So well, like I said, we are stronger than we give ourselves credit for. So
I'm excited about your summit, and please, people listening, click the link that you can get to the summit and join it. And it's free and uplifting, and it could make a big change and a big help in your life. So, Tracy,
yeah.
I want to thank you so much for taking the time out. I know how complex it is to create a summit and how much there is to do, and you took time out to share today. So I appreciate
you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Erica, for having me, and thank you for being such a big part of it. Your story was absolutely incredible and so helpful, too, and I just thank you for having me today. It was such a blessing.
And to those of you listening, click the link, join the summit, get a little inspiration, and feel good about your life no matter what's going on right now. It will not stay this way. Your attitude will make a big difference. And so I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. Please visit my website, drericagoodstone.com, where you can apply for a complimentary Healing Through Love session. And browse through the site, and you can watch some videos and find some articles and all kinds of things. So I look forward to speaking to you again soon.